What's going on, everybody? It is Friday morning, July 22nd, and this is another Friday morning podcast. Last week, I didn't do a podcast. I was on vacation. That went well. I don't even know where to start with that, but okay. So, hope everyone's been doing good. Summer, if you're fucking living near me, in Philly, Northeast, it's a fucking heat wave. It's been 94, 93 all week, and tomorrow is going to be 96, and Saturday and Sunday is going to be 99, and then a nice, crisp 95 Monday morning, and then it'll finally cool down next week. But, okay, so vacation. Alright, so this is going to be like my last vacation for a while, because, you know, I'm getting married next May 20th, 2023. Getting married. So we took the vacation in July. I did, and I was, you know, I had an idea to take my dad to Delaware Park. And we went to Wildwood, and then the first hotel we booked, apparently they fucking closed down, didn't tell anybody, and we just happened to look and just check up on the hotel and our reservation, and nobody even emailed us. So the whole hotel just, it was a pet friendly hotel, the whole hotel just fucking, I guess, I don't know, closed down. And so we had to book another place, which turns out I stayed there 10 years ago, 2011, 11 years ago, but we'll get back to that. So first day of vacation, alright, so I go over to my mom's, I go swimming. When was it, on Sunday? Saturday, I didn't really do much. And then, okay, so let's start with Monday. So Monday, get up, I take my fiance's car to get inspected, and that's all fine. All she needed was windshield wipers, and then, so my mom got this grill. So she got this grill on Amazon, and they sent her two, somehow, by accident. And never charged her for the second one. So, you know, I can put some things together, okay? I'm not the best, you know, and I did my best. I was trying very hard. My first day off, I'm like, you know what, dude? I'm going to be productive. I'm going to do things today. I took the car in, was cleaning, straightened up the backyard, cleaned up the dog shit, you know, everything. So I start to put this grill together. And let me tell you, that I will never get a grill without being assembled first. That is, it's sitting in the fucking backyard. Not in the backyard. It's on the back porch. I followed the directions. Okay. Everything looks on the directions like I'm doing it right. Okay. But when you actually look at it, looks like a fucking cross-eyed guy did this one part. This one part I got fucked up. And I don't know how to fix it. And it was really pissed me off to the point where, you know, you start getting like, almost like a little Jack Nicholson, you know, Wendy, my darling. Shining. And then the central air in our house decided to take a shit. We have a little floor unit for a backup, and we have a window unit upstairs in the bedroom, but okay, so I stopped with the grill because I was ready to break my fist into a wall. I was so upset. I was infuriated. I know I shouldn't get like that, but I was. So, turns out it was needed a deep cleaning, the filter changed, and the fan was running too fast to keep up, so that got solved. So that was my first day of vacation. So, and then Tuesday, they came out and put it in, cleaned it and did all that. So that's
That's good.
All right, so it's going to start Tuesday. And what happened on Tuesday? Something happened on Tuesday. Something. What the fuck? What did I do to... Oh, Tuesday, the internet went down. You know, I was going to play games, you know, relax. Tuesday was going to be my day to play video games. So we were out without internet for only a day, and somehow I let that bother me, but it was my vacation. It was like everything was fucking trickling down on this bullshit. Fuck, hold on. Let me drink my beer. Okay. Wednesday, I was gonna go with my dad, which I did. I went with my dad to Delaware Park, which is actually a really fucking nice casino, man. If you ever get a chance, go down there. I did think it was really nice, and I probably would stay the night and go there one time. But, alright, so, you know, I take my dad there. It's like an hour and 15 minute drive, you know. Get coffee, breakfast sandwiches, stop at Wawa, get gas, you know. All the whole fucking nine yards. And, you know, we drive down there, and within the first couple minutes, you know, I put my bag down, put my sunglasses down, and just go to the bathroom real quick. And my dad, I guess he goes to make a bet, I'm not sure. Someone stole my fucking Ray-Bans. Mm-hmm. Like, within 5 minutes of getting there. And I was pissed. But I didn't want to let it show to my dad. Like, I really didn't. Because, like, he felt terrible. He's like, it's my fault. You shouldn't have came here. And he started, like, I'm not even going to enjoy my time. Like, Dad, go make a bet. It's all right. All right? You know what I mean? And I didn't lose them because I went to every teller, every little stand I could find. I checked the bathroom twice. I did not lose my fucking sunglasses. They were there when I walked in. So someone had to fucking, someone saw it was Ray-Bans, fucking took them. And when they realize that they're prescription, they're going to feel like a fucking floppy dick. Fucking assholes. Because someone fucking stole them. But my dad was nice enough to buy me a pair, a new one, so it'll be in a couple weeks. And I went that day to get them. I went to Lost and Found. I did all that shit. But, okay, Thursday rolls around. I think Thursday I finally felt like vacation because it was alright. We were, you know, relaxing. I was relaxing. That day was alright. So Friday we go down to Wildwood. Let me tell you, this hotel I stayed in before was ghetto as fuck. Last time, that was a long time ago. And I thought it was shitty back then, and I didn't realize that was the hotel that we were going to. And like, my cousin's rooms were so bad that they left. And I don't blame them. And then they called them afterwards to be like, we were going to upgrade you to the suite. And I don't really know what the fucking suite looks at this place. But my cousin's window was fucking broken. So someone could have broken in. It was on the first floor. And her daughter's bedroom fucking smelled like cigarettes. But you're not supposed to smoke in the fucking hotel. So how the fuck did that happen? Yeah, they were fucking smoking in the hotel. That's wild. So, alright, we get there, and what did we do the first? We just went out to, alright, went out to dinner, we walked the boards, put the dogs in the room, and then, we hung out in the room that night, and had a couple drinks. We brought alcohol and a spray bottle. We literally sprayed everything down beforehand. And, like, I don't know, I just felt, ugh, it was just not the best place. But Saturday, went out to breakfast. and place Pink Cadillac Diner in Wildwood, New Jersey. I think that was it. They had pretty good fucking cream chip beef. I got that with the hash browns. Yeah, fucking money right there. A little salt and pepper. And with the rye toast, a little butter. And she got, what, pancakes and eggs. Then we went swimming. All right, the pool was all right, you know. But you could hear my little Gracie fucking howling and barking from the fucking pool. You know, we were out there for a little bit, you know, poured our, you know, drink into a cup, sat by the pool. Well, we didn't sit by the pool, we were mostly just swimming. I guess we were out there for no more than 2 hours, maybe an hour and a half. And I come upstairs, you know, I'm drinking a beer again. This old motherfucker across from my room. He's like, "Sir, can I talk to you for a second?" I was like, "What's up?" He's like, "You know, your dog's been barking and howling a lot, you know, since you left." And I got defensive. I was like, "You know, we paid the $40 for having your pet." He's not about the money. I forget what his accent is. He's like, "It's not about the money, sir." He's like, "Is your dog okay? Do they need something?" I'm like, "My dog is well taken care of. She just howls and barks. My dog does not like to be left alone." And in her defense, this hotel was really small. And she was scared, you know. She was definitely scared, and I feel bad. And next time, we're not going to stay at a hotel down there. I think if I stay a while, we'll stay for a week and get, like me and my cousin. We got like a condo for a week before. We all go in on it, and they're pet friendly, and I think that's the best way. It's like a house to them, you know what I mean? And he's like, "Okay," you know. I just shut him up. But then what did we do? We went out to dinner. Was it Saturday? Yeah, Saturday we went out to dinner. We got a shower. We went to the seafood place, which was nice. Nice restaurant. And she got a steak and what's she got? She got steak and I got scallops, steak and scallops, surf and turf, you know. I got like the lot had like two lobster tails, crab legs, fucking what else the fuck did I have? I had the like fried shrimp, had the shrimp scampi, not the pasta, just the shrimp, which is really fucking good. And then we went and got the old time photos taken. Those are pretty cool. I was trying to charge $250 for like 6 photos. Like, get the fuck out of here, dude. You know, paying like what, 80 for like 2 pictures. They try to hustle you so bad with that shit. Like, they're not even cool about it. Like, and then we did the indoor. There's this place in Wildwood that has the indoor mini golf with like black lights. It's actually pretty cool. And we did that. Of course, I let her win, my fiance. She's cute. It was fun though. And then we got ice cream. I got peanut butter chocolate. She got like a creamsicle vanilla or some shit. And I got a little cup of ice cream for Grace when we got back. Gave her the ice cream. And had a couple drinks and watched what was on. Great Outdoors, and then Uncle Buck came on, which is a classic movie. It's one of my, it's two of my favorites. John Candy, rest in peace, he was fucking awesome. And we woke up kind of early next day. Got our, you know, got packed, got our things,
came home,
that was it, and back to work. Work's been busy this week, but you know, not too bad. But life's pretty good, man. Like, I was listening to a stupid joke. I guess I read my dad jokes, but apparently when Johnny Depp was on set with Al Pacino, he had a joke. He whispers, "Hey, Johnny, skeleton walks into a bar. and asks for a beer and a mop. He doesn't get it. He didn't get it, Johnny Depp. And if the skeleton drinks the beer, you're going to have to mop it up. Right? Oh, man. I think I'm getting better at doing these. I'm on new meds. Not new meds, more meds. Increasage of the meds. But I feel better. I do. I feel better. Definitely do. I think it's helped. I didn't have any mental breakdowns this week, and my number's up twice as much as last week, because I had like two. Yeah. At least I thought they were, but, you know, they were. In my head, you know. Anxiety attacks suck, but I got my medicine, so I definitely feel better about that. What else is going on? Not much. Football's coming back. I'm excited about that. I don't know if anyone's a big sports fan out there, but I'm looking forward to watching the Eagles. I love fucking football, man. I really do. Weekend's coming. It's gonna be fucking 100 degrees both days, basically. Chris is coming over. We're probably going to do a podcast tomorrow about something, actually. I forgot about that, so we'll be doing two this week. Yeah, definitely going to do another one with Chris. I'm not sure. Maybe we should film something. Shit. I got to think of something. I think I should. Maybe we'll do something with Jake. Yeah. I think that'd be a good idea. Yeah, well, me and Chris, yeah, we're gonna, yeah, I think, you know what, let's do something stupid with Jake. Oh, man, yeah, I got some things floating up in the brain there, thinking about it. That could be funny. We'll definitely do a podcast. I'm gonna have to breakfast with my dad, my uncles, and my aunt tomorrow. They're in town, so they live 2 hours away, and my uncle lives in Quakertown, which is like a little under an hour, I guess. But not much, man. I'm gonna ask Chris to, I actually can't tell him. He's got a little gift. Not like that, don't be weird. That's something that has to do with something. You guys don't, yeah, you don't need to know about it. Well, he's probably not going to listen right away. He's going to be at my wedding. But he already knows it's going to be my wedding, so it's not really a surprise to him. But he's been one of my best friends for a long time, man. Me and Chris go way back. From the days he called me fat to the days I threw his hat out the window, which was also the same day. I'll have you know. And that was, what, in sixth grade? And then we became really good friends, you know? The fucking rejects at the Magic the Gathering table in high school. But everyone likes to be a part of the loser club. Not saying we're losers. That was a It reference. And the original and first one were good. The second was a hot pile of garbage, which me and Chris actually saw. We saw both It's in the theater together, I think. No, I saw the first one with Nick, and I saw the second one with Chris. But yeah, it'll be good. Or, you know, I was thinking about having a bonfire, but not with that fucking heat, man. Then we're gonna sit in the air, maybe listen to some vinyl, play a game, watch some fucking TV, chill. You know. But I think this is pretty good amount length for the podcast. I'm gonna close it out. But we are definitely going to do another podcast tomorrow with Chris for sure. I'm not sure what we're going to talk about. We'll figure something out. Ooh, yeah. Oh, my fiance mentioned like there's like these funny articles on Reddit you can read. I think that's what I'm going to do. I'll have to ask her for the link she sent to me. I don't know. It's supposed to be really funny. But anyway, Thank you guys. We'll try to pump out videos, but like I said, life's busy. Things have changed. You know, I still love doing it, but we definitely have more podcasts. And please follow us on TikTok. We're starting to get a little bit of a following on there. You know, we do all the dumb shit, funny videos, reactions, whatever. But thank you for listening. Y'all have a good, safe weekend, and take it easy. Peace.